Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and the guest we had scheduled today is not going to be available, on the road traveling, so we're rescheduling for next month. But meanwhile, the telephone lines are going to be open to you. This is an hour of mind power. Stories are shared. Even some recipes will be thrown in every once in a while, and a lot of odds and ends of information. More than anything else, I always enjoy chatting with you. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I wanted to start off the show today with a thought that I feel is important. So many times we have challenges, especially in communication. We all have our little agendas that we go through, and especially when we're involved in any aspect, let's say of sales, and we're all salespeople, by the way. We're always selling ourselves in one way or another. We're not really taught that when we're growing up in school. We're given ideas of how to dress, how to present ourselves, and there's all kinds of things that we're taught when we're growing up. But I think one of the most difficult lessons I ever went through was understanding that you are usually selling yourself. Within 30 seconds that we meet someone, we've already assessed them. We've already evaluated them. Do we like them? Do we don't like them? I mean, this is normal. This is very human. Well, there is a man by the name of Victor Kiam, and he was in Mississippi. And Victor was one of these people that I think you could honestly say he was a natural salesman. Have you ever met anybody that just had this flow about them? There was no compunction. They could sell ice to the Eskimos. I mean, it didn't make any difference. They just really were good at it, naturally. Well, for most of us, it's not that way. Well, with Victor, he was that kind of a person. Now, he worked for the company Playtex. We women are very familiar with that company. And he was selling girdles and bras. Now, in my mind, a fellow selling girdles and bras really has to have some moxie. And especially during the time when he was doing it. We're talking, you know, girdles, this is something that goes back, what, 40s, 50s, even in the 60s. This is something that was very much important to women. And he had arrived at a small shop, and the owner was sweeping the floor. Like any salesperson, you have to be out and about. You have to let people know about your products, your services. And this is what he was doing. And he introduced himself to the guy that was sweeping the shop. And the guy wouldn't say anything to him. Victor extends his hand out to him, and the guy just ignores him. And he then started to do something. He had his little satchel that he carried. He wasn't deterred by the man's silence. Exactly the opposite. He just said, okay, now I'm going to give him my spiel. Well, Victor ended up encountering something he had not anticipated. This was the store owner. He blew his top. Oh, he was furious. And he took the broom that he was sweeping the floor with and began to sweep the floor, indicating Victor better get out of the store. He'd better get out. He didn't want him there. Next thing Victor Kiam knew is he was flat on his back, and a lot of dirt was being swept over him by this very, very angry store owner. Now, Victor, laying on the ground, just said to himself, what happened? What pushed this man's buttons? I didn't do anything. He got up and ended up going back to the office. And he started asking some of the other sales reps for the company, Playtex, what was it that went wrong? What was this guy's issue? Well, finally, he found someone who knew the root of the problem. He said the fellow that had been in Victor's territory before, he took it over, had really done a very good job of selling merchandise to this particular store owner. But what happened is that he sold him so much. This man had so much merchandise, too much of his capital was tied up in the inventory, and he just didn't have enough customers. He was sitting on all of this inventory that he was having a tough time getting rid of. This is what Victor Kiam did. When he knew what was at the root of the problem, he had a customer that had a different volume of business. It was quite large. In fact, he had a challenge keeping up with the demands of his female customers. So what he did, he asked the larger account if they would purchase the man's excess inventory. They said, sure, we're always having a tough time keeping up with what our needs of our customers are. We'd be delighted to buy that extra inventory. So Victor Kiam went back to the gentleman who had literally swept him out of the store and said, I understand you have a major problem. I also understand why you were so upset. I realize it wasn't me. And am I correct? Is this the issue that you're facing? And the man said, yes. He said, well, I have a solution for you. Why don't you tell me how much that you've got that you really need to get rid of, because I've got someone that will take your inventory and we will be able to return to reimburse you for what that excess cost you. Do you think that customer was happy? Oh, boy, you bet. Every time Victor went into that store afterwards, because he had helped solve someone's problem, he was always welcomed warmly. And most importantly, Victor said that he had made a very good friend. In other words, he looked at a situation saying, I need to find out why someone was angry with me when I'd never met the person before. Once he found out what that was, it's how can I help this person take care of what needs to be taken care of? Solving someone else's problems is a very important thing. And I feel that in today's world, we have so many opportunities for problem solving. And lots of times, we know what might be at the base of an issue, but we may not have the absolute root cause. I'll use those two words, because that was what Victor Kiam said. There was a root cause for this person's agitation. And I think lots of times in so many situations in life, we put Band-Aids on things. I know I have. What about you? We look for something that might be a real quick fix. But remember, with Victor's problem, it took some time. It wasn't something that he was able to resolve right away. He had to ask questions. He had to investigate. And he had to find out what the facts were. And if you're like me and millions of other people on this planet, lots of times we just want to fix something. It's sort of like trying to get too much salt out of a stew when you've overloaded it and you go, ooh, how do I handle it? Well, how many of us know to go and put a cut potato in there and that potato will soak up that salt? Not that it'll take all of it out, but it'll do that. Okay. So you need to figure out what potato you want to use. I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but seriously. And one of the most difficult things I had to learn, and I think if you've listened to the show on a regular basis, you've heard me say this before, it was making it okay to ask questions. I had my car in a shop not too long ago, just in fact, just last week, and I have a great deal of trust and confidence in the manager of this shop because he's very open, he's very honest, and he just lays things out in black and white, and if he sees things that he feels you need to pay attention to, he'll tell you. But he won't charge you for anything that he doesn't feel you should be charged. It's more important to him that he have a customer that likes what's being done for them so that that customer will trust and come back again and again. And he was sharing a story with me how he had been in school, in a technical school. And this is a guy that really has a knack for mechanics. But he had to go to school to learn all of the specific particulars. And one of the things he found in the school that was very frustrating to him is that they didn't want him asking questions. They just wanted him to take what they had to say and just accept it. Well, when he would ask questions about how come this doesn't connect with this, or why is this, that, or thus so, they were not happy with him. They really wanted him to just accept what they were teaching, not that it was wrong, but they didn't want the questioning because that took extra time. So the reason I wanted to share the story with Victor with you this morning is that it's okay to question. How many times when we have children do we get very irritated because the children will say, why? Why? Oh, boy. When they go through that phase, you feel like you need earplugs because you're never going to be able to give them enough answers. And they also know they're pushing your button. But as adults, we need to remember we do need to question. We need to question a lot of things. It's like questioning a doctor, or questioning a mechanic, like I said, or questioning your own belief systems, or questioning whatever you want to question. It's good to question. It's important to question. Because when you do that, then you're going to get information. And then you have to be in the positioning of knowing how to assess the information. And all of this is a process of learning. So what Victor had naturally in the way of sales ability, he had to learn how to develop a communication, and he was interested enough to be able to develop a communication with a customer, and his practice of doing this ensured that he was going to have a very successful life on many different levels, which he did. But the story, I think, is a good one because it enables us to realize, I don't care what your generation is. I don't care if you're a teenager, I don't care if you're middle-aged, I don't care if you're 90 years old. Whenever we have a challenge or a problem, we really need to make it okay that we ask people what their concepts would be, what their suggestions would be, and realize that as an individual, we then can make a choice about the action we want to take. And accepting responsibility for that choice is very important. But it's okay when we make mistakes, because we are going to do that more than once. I've often said, I think if I lined mine up, they'd be going around the world a few dozen times. Uh-huh, you betcha. But then I'm able to share with people what I know, and from my perspective, those mistakes have been teachers. Those teachers sometimes have not been particularly nice. But, again, always understand that you can value your experiences. And you don't have to wear them like a heavy burden, like a boulder. You don't need to do that. Your life is richer because of the person you are. That's right. Because of the person you are going to be able to bring blessings into other people's lives. And I mean that most sincerely. That it takes living and not trying to isolate yourself in a little box somewhere, or trying to make life so perfectly safe that you never stick your neck out to take a risk. Always remember, when life does sweep you into the dust like it did Victor, you can always pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Famous lyrics to a very famous song. This is Donna Sebo. We have an open mic day today, 888-627-6008. Give me a buzz. If you would like to chat, I'd be delighted to share my intuitive insights with you. And of course, you're welcome to ask a question, and I always like to have your first name or your initial. And then after that, well, just sit back and relax and let me share with you what I perceive, and then you can ask me about anything that you like. I wanted to share a quote with you, too, and this one I'm sure you've heard. Maybe not, and if not, I think it's well worth saying, because of so much of what we see on the news today, there's so much turmoil and Oh, just so much that we are pummeled with about people, environments, and how the world is just such a horrible, violent place. I really like this. And it's a poem that goes like this. If there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there's harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. If there's order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. Good thought. I don't know when that was written. It's done a long, long time ago, but I think they are words that are worth sharing. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about horses, When the Horses Whisper. Rosalind Burney is going to be my guest. This is an awesome lady that has awesome experiences with animals, and I know that you'll enjoy it, so join me. Also, going to give you a little bit of trivia about the banjo. Did you know the banjo was invented some 400 years ago by enslaved Africans in the Caribbean, nonetheless? And they adapted it in remarkable ways, and it found its home, you bet, right in North America. I love the banjo. I remember one of the most significant experiences I've ever had was in a mall in Torrance, California, when a father and three of his children were sitting with him. They all had banjos, and they entertained all of us that were in the mall with the most magnificent music, bluegrass. It was just incredible. And the banjo, there's a gentleman by the name of Craig Adams. He has put out a wonderful album on it. But he said the banjo is really a musical living story that helps us to understand a lot of the American experience. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful instrument. Now, there is a research project going on, and it's taking place at the Biology Institute in Front Royal, Virginia. And what it is something that is dealing with ecology. In fact, there's a National Ecological Observatory Network that is sponsored by the National Science Foundation that is going to be doing research of its own unique type all through the country. And they are wanting to study the environment in a very in-depth level. And there is this huge, huge tower. There's going to be 60 of them built across the United States. And they said starting in 2017, that's when they anticipate all these towers being completed, they're going to continuously measure temperature, carbon dioxide concentration, moisture, and a lot of other variables in 20 different types of ecosystems. And this is also, I'm sure, going to be very, very significant relating to the various life levels, you know, your insects and all kinds of things, animals, plants. And what's going to happen once all of these towers are built? There are airplanes that are going to fly over the towers, and they're going to create high-resolution digital scans of the canopies of the trees, the forests that they're in, so they can also track density and growth. Isn't it amazing what we're able to do with technology? They're also going to be working with 46 aquatic sites. They say we need to understand the ecosystem. Now, we have gained understanding through the centuries, but without the benefit of technology, it has been a very slow process. This is so comprehensive, it's going to be setting a whole new level of understanding about the interconnection of people, the earth that we live on, the insect species. When I've been reading about research that's been done on cell towers, and this is something that's relatively new, we all love our cell phones. There's no question about that. But there is so much information that's coming out about the radiation from the cell phones, that goes into your body. And if you're on it all the time, it goes into the ear and into the brain. And I know a nurse that dealt with departments for years, and this goes back 20 years or more, when the cell phones were really starting to come out and they were like the size of a shoebox. She said when people had brain tumors, we could put that cell phone up to the head and we could follow the line. She said we knew what was causing the tumor. It was the radiation from the cell phone. Well, though we've got little ones today, people put things in their ear. They are totally unaware, because you can't feel it, the effects of the energy radiation that's being there. And there's no guidelines. There are no regulations on this. Now, eventually, we're coming to an understanding of how important this is. Well, those cell towers, they've found, dependent on the amount of energy that they've been putting out. And they add all kinds of things to cell towers so that we have the convenience of being able to talk whenever, wherever we want to be. This is something that, one, affects the people that work on the cell towers. The incidence of testicular cancer among the men that work on these towers are high. There's also substantial research on how women, if they put cell phones in their bras, it causes a problem with the breast tissue. Men that wear cell phones on their belts and it's up against their kidneys, problems there. And the same thing with putting cell phones in pockets over the heart area, problems with that. So they're finding not only is that something that they have research on, but also that insect populations around cell towers are just not going to be there. Birds being disoriented because of cell towers and going out of areas because it's creating havoc in their navigational system, storks in Europe. With cell towers going up, many of them are abandoning their nests. So all of this, we're finally becoming aware that we have to pay attention to what's going on. Convenience is great, but if it's creating a negative, if it's creating a toxicity, if it's creating health issues, we need to adjust, don't we? So this is something we are becoming cognizant of. So here we have got a research study that is going to really give information, even though we already have it. It's going to become more refined about how important forests are and why the value of the forests are so significant. Carbon dioxide, they feed on it. You hear all of these reports about, oh, we've got too much in the atmosphere. We'll put more trees out there, for heaven's sakes. They love it. They scarf it up. That's right. They feed on carbon dioxide. All of this changes. That's why they tell you in your home you should have living plants, because any toxins in the air, they take them in. They thrive on them. This is something they can do a job of transformation with in a positive way. So the data is going to be made publicly available in real time via the internet. So we're all going to have an idea of what is really going on. And, you know, I think that it's so important for us to be open and expansive, not to come from a positioning of fear, but to be open and expansive with our thinking and saying, what else can I learn? And don't just buy into anything and everything you hear, but be willing to question. It makes a difference. It's one of the gifts that I think many of my guests bring to the table. They bring the gifts of their experience and their life. And one of my upcoming guests on my show is going to be a woman who said her son was her best teacher. Why? Because he was so allergic to so many things. And because of that, she entered into a journey of education, exploration, asking questions, going against the grain of certain understandings and belief systems she had, so that her son, who now is a mature man, could be healthy. And she finally put it together in a book, so that's going to be coming up too. But this is important. This is what enables us as people to make progress. And one of the saddest things I think in life that we can ever do is say no to learning. I encountered someone not that long ago, and they were experiencing some challenges. And I said, have you ever considered this? Nope, don't want to do that. Have you ever considered that? Nope, that's not going to work either. And I thought, very interesting. Very interesting. Not even willing to try. Automatically closing the mind and saying, I am not open to any possibility. I've encountered someone just in the last couple of days. Their life has just been flipped over like a pancake, and it was on the burn cycle. Their whole world destroyed as they had known it. And I started making suggestions. But I don't want that. I want what I had before. And finally I had to say, you can't have what you had before. Your life has gone through a major flip. Instead of feeling sorry for yourself, get upset. Start investigating what you can do so you can rebuild your life the way that you want it. This was totally foreign to this person's thinking. This person did not have a clue. They looked at me like I was someone from another planet. I said, life happens sometimes. So it's up to you to take the initiative to do with it. Crying is okay. Being angry is okay. But you need to know how to take your life and rebuild it. Nobody gives you any guarantees. There aren't any, as much as we'd like to think there are. There really aren't. Life can happen. Look at the people in Colorado that got hit with a flood. I guarantee you nobody was standing out on the street corner saying, okay, we need a little rain. Send us some, would you please? And then you get a wailing of a flood that just destroys it so much. No, none of them did that. But it happened. So how are they going to handle it? They're probably going to handle it just like the people of Tennessee when they were so flooded about 3-4 years ago. And those people said, we're going to clean up our own space. We're not going to wait for any government. We're not going to wait for anybody. And hardly any news media covered the travesty of what nature did to them. The Grand Ole Opry was underwater. You'd never know it today. Why? Because people said, well, we're going to take care of things. We're just going to have to pull together and get things done. So being open to opportunity, being open to knowing that there is an option for you to deal with is so very, very important. Just like Victor Kayem that I talked about at the beginning, we need to remember that we have options, but we do need to be open to those options. Don't close your mind to learning and to education. Don't close your mind to anything. Be open to it. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a recipe with you today with a Finnish bread. Now, so many of us are into health foods, and we really want to feed ourselves better. Well, this is with rye, and my goodness, those are such a hearty people. Yes, they are. And a long time ago, they discovered foods that were going to enable them, let's say, to withstand the cold of winter. Well, here we are in fall when the temperatures are getting brisk. I think you'll enjoy it. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz back if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a little bit.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open, 530-413-4522. Nope, that's the wrong number. Boy, pays attention to read the right stuff. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little of intuitive insight. Now, quickly, I want to mention, for those of you in Western Washington, I'm appearing at the Emerald Spiral Expo day after tomorrow, Saturday, and it's going to be a wonderful event. I am speaking at 2 o'clock on what? Powers of the Mind. Ah, yes, I'm also going to be doing some demonstrations. But if you want to come out, join us at the Kent Commons facility in downtown Kent, Washington. You can go to the EmeraldSpiralExpo.com, EmeraldSpiralExpo.com, and you'll find out the directions and everything else that you need to know about this wonderful event. And I'm going to be doing many consultations. I'll have oodles of books and also some wonderful samples from Danny Torres on the snack time items that we talk about on the show every day. Well, I'm going to have them there, and you'll be able to pick up some samples, and he's been very gracious about supplying them. So they're going to be there for you, and who knows what else will be coming up too. So anyway, I hope to see you out there on Saturday. Do stop by and say hello. Before I share the recipe with you on the Finnish bread, which is so simple to make, and oh, it has such a good flavor to it. Anyway, I wanted to share with you something about the Voynich manuscript. Now, it is considered very mysterious, and this happened originally in 1666. Yes, we're going to tiptoe back into the 1600s, and in fact, August the 19th of that year was a very significant date. The rector of Prague University sent a letter and the Voynich manuscript to one of his former students. He was a Jesuit scholar. His name was Kircher. Now, this manuscript had been in a monastery library in Frascati, Italy, for about 250 years. Wrap your mind about that. We're in the 1600s right now when I'm talking, okay? 250 years prior, this manuscript had been put into this monastery. Now, this happens in the 1600s. They know this for a fact. Now, Wilfred Voynich, in 1912, aha, yes, we're doing a little time travel here. We're moving forward to 1912. He said it was the most mysterious manuscript in the world. Why? Well, it's been given the name Voynich. It's a 6x9-inch parchment codex. And when people were looking at it, trying to figure it out, it appears to be a book. Over 200 pages were written in a code or an unknown language. They've not been able to decipher it. It is beautifully illustrated with all kinds of colored drawings of unknown plants. They had no knowledge, even in the 1600, of the plants, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And also, on this document, there are a number of tiny naked women that are in very playful movement that's all over this manuscript. Now, according to history, to the best of our knowledge, first appeared in 1586. It was paid for by a Holy Roman Emperor, Rudolf II of Bohemia. He paid 600 ducats, which in that time, I guess, was a whole bunch of money. And he was a very eccentric person. And he was considered one of the most eccentric of the European monarchs of the era because Rudolf had a habit of collecting the odd, the unusual, like dwarfs, He had a regiment of giants in his army. He had all kinds of magicians and alchemists. This was a person who just wanted to explore all kinds of things. Now, they think, or it's been suggested, let me use those words, it's been suggested that this manuscript is the work of Roger Bacon. Now, Roger Bacon, in the metaphysical world, was considered to be a very brilliant man. He was an English monk, also a scientist, and the legend that goes along with Roger Bacon is that it made its way to Prague via John Dee, who was an occultist. Again, all occult means is the unknown. So he was a person that was delving and curious in his time. Now, from the dating of the document, which was vellum, pigments, calligraphy, and drawings, they believe, just from what we know of time frames, they believe it came from the late 13th century. They honestly don't know what it is. People have done all kinds of speculation about it. They said they think it was written in code to protect the contents. However, to the best of their knowledge, they feel that there are sections developed, had information on astronomy and astrology, biology, cosmology, pharmaceuticals, and various recipes. You know where it is right now? Apparently, in Yale University. Maybe one day, someone will be able to crack the code. Who knows? Other things have been deciphered, and sometimes by people that really think out of the box. Just a little bit of history I wanted to share with you today. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone lines are open, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. All right, we've got a caller. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
E from Lakewood.
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't hear the initial.
Elaine from Lakewood.
Oh, hi, Elaine. All right, let's get down to it. Enjoying the rain?
Oh, yes. Nice change.
Okay, first thing that I'm looking at, Elaine, with you is two separate documents. One has to do with a financial matter. The other one has to do with some kind of, I'll use the term, history of the family. So I don't know. It might be related to genealogy. Something that you have in your possession that I think has been tucked away for a long time. The other document that is relating to money, I'm looking at your hand poised to sign it, and I want to suggest have someone else look at the document with you. Make sure that you know that you've got what is necessary to be covered. Because there's apparently a sentence in this document. Actually, it's a paragraph I'm looking at. I think the document consists of two pages. There is a paragraph that needs to be read very thoughtfully because it has what I would describe a catch-22 in it. It's not specific. And that needs to be amended. That needs to be corrected. And it's no big deal. It's like two or three words would change the whole content. The whole substance of it, so it's the way you want it to be. No problem, but it's going to be up to you and or someone that would read it through with you and go line by line to make sure that the clarity is there. So if you need to employ an attorney, I would recommend that. This other one that has to do with family history, I think there is more information in a museum somewhere regarding someone or something is associated with your family history. And I find this most interesting. So genealogy, I think, is going to be an area that you're going to become fascinated with. And in fact, I think you're even going to go so far as to have some DNA testing done just because you're curious. And I think what's going to be found out is really going to be fascinating. So there is something here that's very important about family history. It has historical significance, and it'll go back many generations once you start pursuing it. You're going to have a good time with it. And I would say, yes, you are going to be doing some more traveling, but it seems like in 2014 there's something about education that's going to be very important to you. So you may choose to curtail you're traveling because there is an objective that you have that's going to necessitate your staying, let's say, in place for a while. And when you do that, that's going to allow you to then move forward in an area of knowledge and learning that you've long wanted to move forward in. What question do you have for me today?
Thank you, Donna. I'm about to purchase some furniture for my living room, dining room, and kitchen, and I wondered if you could give me some insight into these pieces, if it's good choices or what you saw.
Well, without knowing the heavy specifics on this, I would say take your time. Really take your time and ask yourself, is it something you really want to live with? What is the style that you really resonate with? This is something that you need to feel good about, because I'm seeing a composite mixture. I am seeing something with antique, with something that might be more practically modern, but they fit. They fit together. So I would be very, very selective, because I think the investment is going to be a large one. And I think that when you get it, you don't want to, a year later, say, I just really don't like this anymore. So I think it's going to be a composite. I think you're going to sort of piecemeal some of this arrangement. And you're going to have fun piecemealing it. You're really going to have a good time with it. But you're going to look at how you want comfort, but you want a sense of style and elegance at the same time. So the practicality side is very good. You wouldn't want all Louis the 16th. But I think the eclectic mixture gives more of what I would talk about your own persona. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah.
Good. Well, you enjoy your shopping spree.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome, hon. I hope you can come out to the Emerald Spiral on Saturday.
Oh, thanks. I'm headed to New Mexico, so I won't be in town.
Oh, my goodness. Well, enjoy your trip to Mexico. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. What are some of the unique items in medicine that work? We might want to call it folk medicine. We might want to give it some other label. But they do really work. Now, the first one I'm going to mention to you, you're probably going to go, oh, gag, Donna, you really aren't serious about this. But let me tell you what it is. And it's been done for a long time, and it's really come back big time because of issues with the gut. Fecal bacteriotherapy. I'm not kidding. Poop. Yes. It is typically the last-ditch effort that's done for people with severe intestinal problems. Now, this is what they do. They take fecal matter from a healthy donor, and it's placed in an ailing patient's colon. And I saw a program on this about 2 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. And there's a laboratory. That's all they do is work with poop. And I really had to chuckle because the guy that was doing the interview. Thank you. I know we've got a caller. Caller, please be patient because we're going to be taking a break. But let me finish this quickly before we go on break. They actually have research labs that do this. And you know what? It works. And they have a way of processing it. But the guy said, boy, when you walked into the lab, whew, you really wanted to use an air freshener big time. But the people that are committed to this really know their poop. It is something that works. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Caller, I'll be on the line with you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top-of-the-line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Donna. It's Angeline from San Francisco. Love you.
Hi, Angeline. Is the sun shining in San Francisco?
It's so nice here.
Oh, gracious. I'll be jealous a little bit because it's great. It's typical Seattle weather up here. It's raining. Of course, the squirrels don't care. They're running up and down the trees and just having the time of their life, as are the birds, because it's fall here. But it's raining. It's cool. It's fall, big time. So I envy you your sunshine. Maybe we can huff and puff and blow a little bit more of that golden glow back up here. We've been so spoiled with our magnificent spring and summer we had. So I love fall, but I do miss that golden glow. Okay, Angeline, let's get down to business with you. First thing, I want you to be aware that some gossip that is coming into your environment, you need to not get engaged in the gossip. You need to listen because there are a few tidbits of facts. You need to pay attention to what people are saying, not be the conveyor of gossip, but listen to what's being said and then ask them how they know what they know. And they're probably going to just be passing it along from someone else, but it is going to be relevant to something that's very important to you. And it'll have to do with an interaction, could be with someone that you might consider a teacher, and or information that is going to affect a level of education for you. And you need to get the particulars straight, because your first response when you hear it, it's like you get this sensation in your gut, and it goes all the way up into your throat, and you're just overwhelmed with it, and you go, oh, no, this is going to be so bad. No. It is not going to be bad. What you need to do is go to that individual that this is gossiped about and ask them in a very courteous way if they could give you the facts on XYZ, whatever it is. And you're going to find out that most of the information that you were told is wrong. But there are certain tidbits, and the word requirements are up in front of me. So it could be you may be thinking of some kind of an application. Maybe it's for a job. Maybe it's for some kind of scholarship. Whatever it's for.
It is.
And you may not be aware of certain things. And so when you hear the gossip, the little tiny bit of it that is accurate, you need to be sure that you have your facts straight, but don't pass the gossip along. Make sure you go and check the source that needs to be checked and say, I'm afraid I'm not as aware of certain facts as I should be. Could you please let me know what I'm missing, or can you explain certain things to me? They'll be happy to explain it to you, whatever is needed. You'll have all the facts. I'm seeing you filling out some paperwork. I'm seeing a smile on a person's face. And you're going to be one of the few people that will have the facts straight. And it's going to work in your favor.
All right, Donna!
You're going to have it, but remember what I'm saying. You must check the facts. This is very, very important.
Okay.
And it's going to have an effect on you financially. And so this is the time now. Apparently, this is something that's going to take place in 2014. So this is an action that has to be done now. You don't wait till the last minute. It's something that has to be done now. And so this is something that's going to benefit you tremendously. Also, you need to pay attention to what you're eating, because you need to have foods that are going to give you what I call protein sustenance. And you're going to have quite a hectic schedule. So I'd like to encourage you to consider something, and that is go to your local health food store and check out a product like spirulina, and it's green food, that's how it's categorized. But what I'd like for you to do is to consider adding it, because it's one of the richest sources of protein that you can get. Add it into a shake that you can carry with you, maybe have a small thermos or whatever, so that when you find yourself going into a low blood sugar mode where you're getting foggy mentally, then you can just have that, and it's easy. It's no big deal. You're able to shake it and then drink it. And do not store it in plastic. Don't put it in plastic. Make sure you have it in a thermos container that is going to have the standard glass thermos liner to it. And that way you will be able to keep your energy up, especially when you have evening activities where you've got to stay mentally sharp. And you might want to toss an egg, just a raw egg in there, just blend it all up, zap it. You could mix it maybe with something that has a sweeter taste to it. Maybe you wanted to zap it in with some juice or whatever. Just remember that spirulina, and you don't need a whole bunch of it, and you'll figure out what's going to work for you. And your body will thank you for it, and you'll be able to stay alert and be able to do the work that needs to be done without your energy, your sugar level dropping, because I think you have a patterning towards hypoglycemia.
Okay.
Do you have a question for me?
No, you always, it's like a health shake when you talk to me.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Donna. Sending you so much sunshine from San Francisco.
Wonderful. I'll take it all. Take care and have a good day. This is Donna Sebo.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Now, tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to be talking about horses. I don't know where it comes from, but I just absolutely love horses. Always have, ever since I was a little girl. I remember when I was a little girl and Black Beauty, a book with a story of Black Beauty, was given to me. And I had heard from other people what a wonderful story Black Beauty was, but I wouldn't read it because I couldn't stand the idea of a horse going through torture or, you know, abuse. And I was just a little girl when that story was shared with me. And I just said, I can't read it. And for years, I couldn't read the story. Of course, there's been movies made about Black Beauty. But I have always had a love of horses. Maybe it's a past life. I don't know. But they are just such magnificent animals. So we're going to be talking with Rosalind Burney tomorrow. And she's going to be sharing her expertise with us. And I just know that you're going to enjoy her tremendously. Well, I know we are almost out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's so important for you to realize that you're so unique. I'm so grateful for you being with me this morning. It's a delight to share this time with you. And I want you to know and appreciate that who you are does make a difference. You'll hear me say this so many times, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart, because without you, why do a show? Just hear myself talk? I don't think so. I love empowering people. I love showcasing individuals for you so that you know that there are options in life, just like Victor Kiam and some other people that you'll hear stories about. Why? You make a difference. Don't ever give up your right of choice, of thinking through. Don't be afraid of the challenges that are in front of you. They're there so that you can grow up more into who you are as a person. And that's very special. Thanks for being with me today. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back same time, same place. talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.